You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today, I have a special guest to share her story, her background, her roots, and the work that she does in the community of Tucson.
My name is Alicia Vasquez. My pronouns are she, her, ella. I'm a fifth generation Tucsonense, and I call myself a Crip Chicana Mama from the Sonoran Desert. What do I do in the community? I do a lot. I want to say it kind of started down the street at 201 East Broadway. That was Scrappy's. I spent a lot of my youth there and a lot of time downtown. I didn't know at the time, but I was really being trained for a lot of the work I do now in terms of being a community activist, understanding many different types of communities and people in Tucson and Southern Arizona. And I'm a trained historian. I was a first-gen college student, went to the U of A. Ever since then, I think punk rock was one of those things that kind of politicized me. And then once I got to the university, I realized, oh, no, I've been politicized by my life in a lot of ways. And so I've just kind of continued that work. Currently, I am the co-director of the Mexican American Heritage and History Museum at the historic Sosa Carrillo House. And I'm also the accessibility and communications manager at the Southwest Folklife Alliance.
When did you decide or feel like this is the direction that I want to go in life? And why was that type of work important to you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know if there was like a specific moment where I was like, oh, I'm an activist or I'm a community organizer. Surely it didn't come in that sort of language. I think it was just reading punk rock lyrics, right? Really? You remember getting the CD book.
Or, yes.
You know, some of us are old enough to remember buying tapes. And, you know, you would open it up and you'd just read the lyrics. And for me, it was this band Refused, some Swedes. There's a song called, I don't remember the name of the song, but it's just like another page in the history book, another lie to justify the lives we took. And I think lyrics like that really early on, bands like Gat Rot, like local bands. What's up, Charlie? You know, local bands also gave me this kind of broader worldview that a lot of us from Tucson don't get to experience and don't get to live.
Yeah.
And so my time with Scrappy's, you know, I was 15, 16 years old going to city council meetings saying, you know, we need more funding for youth. Having friends from all over Southern Arizona, not just from AmpFi where I went, but all of the high schools. You know, I learned how to community organize. I learned how to talk to people who are very different from me and organize with people who are very similar to me and recognize that we all kind of have a place if we have a common goal. I tell a lot of my students and a lot of my mentees is that it's not necessarily that you're better, that you made it here. It's just you somebody saw something in you and they supported you. And I am nothing without my community. I'm truly a reflection of every single person who has invested time, love, energy into me. And I feel like I carry that with me, which is why at this point, you know, public speaking or teaching about our home feels like second nature.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to come to KXEI and share your story.
Thanks so much, Tina.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew, featuring local historian and community organizer Alicia Vasquez. To hear the full conversation, go to kxei.org.